playing the songs through Psycho Sexy, I was, the main thought that I was concentrating on in my head was, because there was this really beautiful girl there at the studio, and I was thinking, if Anthony doesn't fuck tonight, then I'm not doing my job as a guitar player, because this is the sexiest song, you know, that I've ever heard in my life. And a lot of the times, you know, I'll get an erection when I'm working on something, or writing, like playing guitar, and I'll just go masturbate, or sometimes I'll try to hold back, because I'll see the orgasm as something that would be detrimental to my strength creatively. So sometimes I won't, you know, I'll see that erection as being my enemy.
Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe show.
And that's Joe.
And that's Carolyn.
Hey.
How's everyone doing tonight, everyone in the world? We're in the Grand Canyon, aren't we?
Yeah, we're riding mules right now.
place is awesome, but we decided that we should still have a show just for you.
We're actually doing our show from on top of the Grand Canyon on top of a mule.
Taking a break from our heavy work schedule for the first time ever.
First time in like forever. First time since 2002.
I wonder what we're missing in the real world. Probably nothing is happening here in the real world. Do I always go sip into that voice? Probably nothing is happening in the real world right now.
What voice is that?
I don't know. That's my sports announcer voice.
Sports
announcer.
The Bears.
So. A couple weeks ago, you sent me a link. Let me try to remember what's going on, since we're completely out of it now.
Gather your thoughts.
Gather my thoughts. This was on like a whim that we're doing the show. A couple weeks ago, you sent me an email that they've we have a character called Roxy, and I heard that over at the CES commercial over in Vegas, which is pretty close to us. They unveiled the very first sex robot. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The adult something award show.
What is that where they unveiled
it? The Adult Entertainment Expo.
Oh, I thought they unveiled it at the CES.
What is CES?
That was like a computer electronic.
Oh, maybe it
something.
Was that. I don't know. I didn't read close enough.
Maybe
but
they
I do
didn't.
Know.
Maybe they revealed it both. They put it on both
but
of them.
But I do know that the Adult Entertainment Expo is going on right now in Vegas. Is that what they call it?
What is
the
it called?
Adult award show or whatever.
The AVN awards?
Yes.
Is that going on, right?
Yes,
like
it is.
It's going on pretty
and
soon?
I'm aware of it's going. It's already passed by the time this show airs, but it is going on in Vegas. And I know that because I follow Dave Navarro on Twitter, and he's appearing there. Apparently appearing there at the AVN awards.
But the robot is not going to be there. What if the robot
is
there?
Maybe the robot is there. But anyway, tell us about this sex robot.
I mean, it's exactly how it sounds.
I want to know more details.
What are the details? It comes with personalities, right? It has different personalities. But I didn't really research it enough to figure out what exactly it did. I guess
does
you're
it
supposed
have sex with you?
I guess you're supposed to have sex with it. You're supposed to have sex with this robot.
Do you think it's creepy that?
Or is this robot supposed to have sex with you? Is that what
I think either way, you're still having sex with the robot.
So we're really into the
future
now.
So is the
now.
Robot having sex with us, or are we having sex with the robot?
How is the robot supposed to have sex with us?
I don't know. Can the robot have sex with girls or only guys?
Why not? I don't see why I can't have sex with girls.
How come they don't make any male robots?
It's one of
they
those,
only have female robots for men to use.
Because you gotta go towards the crowd. That's why the people that are willing.
Because the guys are like, oh, I'm willing to pay for that.
Because most likely, if a girl wants it, a guy is gonna buy it, right? Am I right? Right.
So if a girl wants it, a guy's gonna buy it.
Probably. I don't know.
So if I wanted
maybe America,
sex,
you tell me.
If I wanted a sex robot, would you buy me a sex robot?
We'll see. Then a girl's like, well, I can't buy a sex robot. You go buy it for me. I don't know. I don't know, America. America, you tell me, man.
So
but it's pretty amazing because like you have it's like the same time when I was reading online, you have the new 3D television, and then bam, sex robot. Like, what the fuck? It's like, wow, then they're gonna have 3D porn. It's gonna be coming out, sex robot. It's all business is booming.
It is booming.
It's quite amazing.
So
how
what would you do with a sex robot if you had one, Joe?
What am I supposed to do? What if someone like gave me a big box?
They're like, happy birthday, Joe! I got you a sex robot.
And then like, try it. I'm like, what? Make sure it works. You know how like when someone's like, try it on. Make sure it works. It fits. Make sure it fits you.
Make sure the batteries work.
I'm like, all right. But can you? I didn't see it work. Can you imagine? Like if you were to program this.
What did you
this,
think of the face of it?
I thought the face looked fucked up, man.
Did you look at all the pictures of it?
No.
They had like a scrolling thing underneath where you could like scroll to like six photos or something.
When I found out about it, I was watching G4 and it was like on the feed or.
Oh
like
really? A, okay.
And they're showing video of it. They said like with different personalities.
Yeah, they said it could be like Naughty Nancy or something like that. And then there was another one, like something Betty or who knows what it was. Bombshell Betty and Naughty Nancy or something like that. They were named like that.
What they gotta do next, if they want to do this properly, they gotta be able to program personalities in there, just like Dollhouse.
But the way that the personalities are programmed are like pretty basic from what I read.
But it will get better.
Yes,
if you can,
will.
If you can have Snoop Dogg have his voice in a GPS... You can put any personality you want in the sex robot.
They need to have a Clive Owen GPS.
A Clive... How?
He'll be like, turn left.
That's not how he sounds.
I don't know how
turn
it... Turn
left.
How does he sound?
I don't know. You made it sound all like...
Feminine?
You made it sound like... Oh,
no, do
hi.
You...
Hi.
I didn't
my
do
name
like
is,
that.
My name is Pink Clit.
Stop using my name. Joe, how would you do your impression of Clive Owen?
Hi, I'm looking for Pink Clit. I'm looking for a pink clit.
Can you say?
I'm not gonna just take a request here.
No, I want to do Clive Owen voice.
No, then do it.
No, I want you to do it.
No, I'm not gonna do. I don't do requests.
Oh.
I'm here only here for the money. I'm only here for the.
Can you say turn left at the motorway?
I'm not gonna do it, man. I don't do these requests.
Fine. I guess I'll have to ask the sex robot.
She'd be like, okay, Clive Owen. Hi, I'm Clive. Remember like when we were watching The Watchmen, the Watchmen, the motion comic, and they couldn't, for some reason, Warner Brothers.
Go ahead.
Warner Brothers.
Pretty bad.
Somehow Warner Brothers couldn't afford to have the actual female do the female voices, so it's like some dude.
It's ridiculous, though. It's like, just freaking go on Craigslist and say, we need a female voice. It doesn't even have to be a good female voice, just any female voice.
Just get anyone.
It's better than having
get
a man.
Get your sister, get your mom.
Yeah,
don't have some dude going, hi, I'm... Savvy Jupiter.
Yeah, like seriously.
It sounds just like that.
It's
like two people.
Basically, it's like a guy doing a typical voice, where it's a girl's voice that's like, the Watchman. Oh, hi, I'm a girl. You know, it's like a guy doing that voice.
So
like
that's
all girly, like pretending to be girl. It's so stupid. Just get any woman. Any woman will do.
Get the sex robot. It doesn't matter. Just do the
yeah,
director's
cut. Seriously,
with the...
just pay $100 off the street, and someone would do that in New York, and then just whatever. That was disappointing. Seriously.
I know, man. I paid $20 for that. I got the Blu-ray version. It's still the same.
It's horrible.
America. Damn, America. Damn, America. Damn, America.
Really, whoever came up with that decision.
So,
and it's not even about budget, though, at that point. You know, it's like you think they would have a few hundred dollars.
Whatever.
The voice isn't that much. Especially if you're going to pay for, like, a regular girl voice.
Some fangirl will do it for free.
Heck yeah, and she'd probably do, like, a better freaking job than anyone you could pay.
I mean, nothing against that guy. I bet he's, like, a real stand-up guy. I bet he's a great guy. But you just don't sound like a girl. I'm sorry.
I'm sure he won't take offense to it. He probably thought it was silly himself. That's why he made it all like, oh, hi,
what
I'm Sally Jupiter.
Yeah, but what if he...
Want to go play at my Malibu Barbie
what
house?
What if he pulled a Jay Leno and he, like, pushed out the girl and he's like, no, I can do both of these. And, like, there was a girl that was supposed to do it.
That's probably what happened. And then it was actually done by Jay Leno.
And then the girl did, like, seven lines and, like, and she's like, it was probably done by Jay Leno.
Yeah, he's like, oh, move out of my way. I can do this. Watchmen. I can do the voice of Sally Jupiter.
I can tell jokes. I can do this, too.
I'm going to take your job, too. I can do it all.
So that's one of the conventions I have not been to yet.
AVN?
That's not a convention.
Which one?
That CES one. I thought
yeah, the AVN is a convention.
No, but I'm talking
I've seen pictures. They have, like, booths and everything. And, of course, booth babes. They're all over.
All over the place.
Boobs hanging out everywhere.
Dave Navarro always goes to those. That's pretty much what he does now.
Yeah, he's pretty much...
He just hangs out. He just, like... He just hangs
out with porn stars.
He just has sex and goes hangs out with porn stars and plays some music sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
So do you think that... I mean, this was pretty, like, crazy news for me, but a couple weeks ago, I just found out that John Frusciante left the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Last year.
2008. The end of 2008, John Frusciante left.
See, I don't understand how it took us over a year to know that. Wait, was it really the end of 2008 or the December of 2009?
Well, on his MySpace, it said he wanted to clarify that he left.
In 2008?
So, at the end of 2008.
So, it's basically been...
It's been a year and 2 months. It's basically been a year. Yeah.
14 months. And we didn't know that John Frusciante wasn't in the Chili Peppers.
I guess it was pretty hush-hush. There wasn't really a lot of drama towards that.
It doesn't sound like it because there wasn't like this huge announcement like Aerosmith.
And also at the same time, I guess the Chili Peppers were like on indefinite hiatus. You know, because, you know, well, what's his name? Chad Smith has chicken foot. And then Anthony Kiedis was having, you know, was taking care of his kid. And
we all knew that was going on, but we never even knew about, like, you think
I didn't know it was over. I thought they would just come back.
Yeah, you think that, like, so wait, is the whole band over or just John Frusciante playing?
John Frusciante is not there.
That's what I thought.
The whole band, because they're in the band, they're in the whatever they're doing, they're mixing it up right now.
But the thing is,
we should go look them up. They're in the LA area. We're in the LA area.
That's true. You think that, like, you know, I'd like to think of you as like a pretty, you know, not obsessive Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but you know you're pretty. You pay attention to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How come it took you
14 months to find out that John Frusciante wasn't in the band anymore?
Because in all truth, like, you know, they took a hiatus, so I sort of took a hiatus in my head. Like, I really haven't listened to Chili Peppers in a long time, like a real long time, and like I really should, because they actually, like, they really get my creative cycle in my brain, like, moving. I don't know why it's like that, but it's always been like that ever.
They inspire your creativeness.
Well, also there's something about just like the they just open up my mind and they say you can do more somehow. They just it connects to me when I was listening to the Chili Peppers. It connects to a time when I was more, you know, like pushing boundaries of my work in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've sort of forgotten that now. Once I was listening to it, I was like, oh man, we gotta get back to this point where it was just like no borders. You know,
yeah.
You really gotta just go for it. And I guess that's what happened, is that, like, you know, they sort of, you know, what happened was we went to the concert, you know, John Paul Jones Arena, and then after that, it's like, cool, all right, there you go. They won all the Grammys, so you take that for granted, and then you're just like, you just admit that they're always going to be there, they're always going to be that team
for you.
Yeah, you just believe that they're going to be that team forever, and then all of a sudden you find out, just sporadically, too. I don't even know how I did it. I do know how I did it. I was looking online, and I was looking up, because, you know, sometimes I like to look up guitars pedal setup. Because I think that's why I emailed you one time. I was like, dude, check out how many pedals John Frusciante has on his stage setup. And then that led me to go to his website or another link. No, I found one on Wikipedia. I was reading the Red Hot Chili Peppers Wikipedia. That's what happened. And
that's
I read
how
the,
you found out?
That's how I found out. And then
over a year later?
And then after it doesn't matter when, because like,
I know, but it's still like a long time later. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Even if it was like, oh my gosh.
You go to John Frusciante's website because he had to clarify this. He had to clarify with a recent post or whatever blog that he left to clarify that he's
a blog post.
Yeah, that he left. Sometimes I feel like my mind is like the mad scientist from Fringe. But he left a post up there clarifying that he has left it, that he left a year ago. And there are messages underneath it still saying like, oh my God, how did I not know? So I'm not the only person.
Okay,
millions of people have just found out.
That's true. Well, wait, when exactly did he clarify?
He clarified January 7th.
Of this year.
January 7th 2010. Or
10th.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and
then that makes sense.
The name of the post was clarify.
Clarified, not clarification, just clarify.
Whatever the hell it is, it's something like that.
That's pretty funny. Well, like, I mean, it's good that he at least was more upfront about it instead of being all spaced out about it.
But here's the thing, though, is I listen to his music. Like, sometimes when you listen to their music, like after they left the band, and you're like, it sounds like crap. And I'm sorry, but it sounds pretty good.
Here's the thing.
John Frusciante's music sounds awesome.
But maybe this is what happened. Let's say in the, what was it? The December of 2008, right?
Yeah.
The whole band was like, hey.
And they were at their peak at that point,
okay,
too.
We're going to take a hiatus. You know, and they, like Anthony's like, I have my family. And the other guy's like, I have chicken foot. And the other guy's like, I have this.
And they also said they're going to have a hiatus for the maximum of a year.
Okay. But maybe at that time, they were, like, strictly just going on vacation for a while. Because, you know, they worked hard, they got their Grammys, and they went on tour, and they had tons of albums.
Yeah.
So, like, at that point, it's like, we need to take a sabbatical, or else we're going to go crazy.
What's a sabbatical?
It's like...
A sabbatical.
Or, what did I say?
Sabbatical. Like a robot.
Okay.
A robotical. Sex robotical.
Maybe do I have, like, a mad scientist brain, too?
No, we both do.
Okay,
we both do, America. We both have mad scientist brains.
Well, right. You know, maybe at that time, you know, in December 2008, they had the best of intentions to just take some time off and then get back to the band, right? But maybe during that year, maybe John Frusciante realized, he's like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, let's
maybe in the beginning of January, he announced to the rest of the band, and he was like, hey, I'm not going to be back. But then his clarification meant, in fact, he was like, hey, I'm out of the band at this moment, but in fact, I haven't played with them since December of 2008. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a gray area.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he was in the band, but they just haven't done anything for a year.
Yeah.
So, but now it's like official. Does that make sense? So it's not like, oh, you didn't know it was a year ago?
But it was like
but
that.
It
was laid out like that. It's like, really, for a year, I've been out of the band.
No, but I think what happened
That's
was...
That's how it even... It's posted in Wikipedia.
But
and then Wikipedia says John Frusciante leaves for a second time. It's like indefinite hiatus and John Frusciante leaves for a second time.
But when they announced the hiatus, I'm not quite sure that John Frusciante, if that was like the end. You know,
oh, like he wasn't like hardcore enough to say, like, listen, I'm out of the band.
No, it was
oh, we're
like,
taking a break
it,
right
it was
now.
More like we're just going to take a break. And maybe he did have best of intentions in coming back in a year.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, he was just like, no, this isn't the road I want to go on. So that makes sense.
Well,
so I think that's what happened.
Well, let's think of the history of John Frusciante. I mean, here's a guy that, like, since he's been back, it's like he doesn't drive. You know what I mean? His whole entire world is like music.
How does he get around? Does he just walk, or does he have like a get someone to drive him, or take a taxi or something?
I have no idea. I think he
Where does he live? California?
Yeah, he lives in California. You know, around here somewhere. We should go look for John Frusciante. We should go back down towards LA area and look for the whole band. That rule. I read an article with Chad Smith. It was like in Drummer Magazine or something like that. And he was being interviewed, and both of the people were in like a car. And it starts, the interview starts with saying that we passed by a homeless man on the way up towards the recording studio, the recording mansion. And then later on in the article, it ends the article saying, by, oh yeah, you know that recording when we were driving up, that homeless man we passed by? That was John Frusciante.
I bet, like, if you were going to drive by and be like, there's a homeless guy there, and then you turn, and then you're like, that's John Frusciante!
So how are we supposed
perfect.
To... Let's see, it's...
Basically, just walk around the street and try to find him.
And, like, even, you know, and reading about the relationships that they all had, like, Anthony Kiedis and them have never been, like, the best of friends with John Frusciante. You know, that's what I always wrote. And I always heard that, I mean, yeah, John Frusciante, his whole entire world is music. Like, from the interviews I've read with him, he spends more time playing music. Like, after he's done with band practice, like, the other guys are like, all right, cool, that's it for me in the day. He's still playing music. Like, that's all he does is music. Imagine just being
that. How many hours do you think a day he plays music?
Like he just does that.
Like, 12 hours a day or something?
Like, probably that's all he does. You know what I mean? It's like, eat, play music. He's a freaking millionaire. You know, he doesn't have to do shit but play music. He doesn't even have to play music.
Does he have a fear of cars, or he just doesn't want to drive a car?
I guess he just, I mean, I don't know if that's how it is now, but from last I heard, he just doesn't
feel the need for it.
Yeah.
He seems like the type of guy that's like, in a way, bare bones. Like, he's like, oh, I don't necessarily need a car.
Yeah.
Like, he just needs his guitar. Like, he just is so into music that he doesn't even need anything else. He doesn't even need a shirt.
No, but that's what I heard. Like, that's how it is.
He's like, I'll just go naked.
The pictures I've seen of his place, it's like a couch, table, music and music instruments, and CDs and DVD, like records everywhere, like on the walls and stuff. And that's it. So that guy's dedicated. It's like, well, he's like, from one of the reasons why I heard that he left, he was like, he's just moving in a different direction musically, you know? And I'm like, for me to think, to say, if it was a different guy, I wouldn't believe it, but John Frusciante saying, like, I'm doing different music. It's like, he's always been doing different music, you know? But what upsets me more that he's not with the Chili Peppers was the fact that, to me, that was the main missing piece of the Chili Peppers. Nothing against Dave Navarro that we were talking about, but, like, when I was... it was a different band. You know, the One Hot Minute was different, you know? That
so
era
really,
of the Chili Peppers.
Do you think that, like, the guitarist makes the Chili Peppers? Like, he's so essential that, like, just knowing that the difference between Dave Navarro and John Frusciante, like, do you think that the guitarist is really, like, so much of that band? Like, even surpassing Flea and Anthony Kiedis and Chad Smith?
I mean, is Zach Del Rocha outside of the Rage Against Machine? Is Rage Against Machine Rage Against Machine without Zach?
No.
That's what to me it is. No, to me that's what I'm saying is,
I mean,
that
what's
he's
that
a
other
crucial...
band that has that Chris Cornell guy? What's the other one?
Soundgarden?
No, what's the
Audioslave?
Yeah, Audioslave is different than Rage.
Yeah, so to me that's what it is. It's like Chili Peppers is, you know, Flea, Chad, Anthony, and John Frusciante. Like those, like the Blood Sugar Sex Magic, like the Scar Tissue, By the Way, and Stadium Arcadium. Those are the crucial Chili Pepper albums.
And not Dave Navarro.
And Mother's Milk is in there too, yeah.
And Dave Navarro's just off on the side.
Well, it's like, well, you know, when you listen to an album, you're like, wow, every song is awesome. At least to me. You know, like, there's only a few that, like, really, like, stood out of One Hot Minute. I'm not saying it's a bad album. I'm just saying when you compare it to the soul that's being reached in the other Chili Pepper albums.
You think Dave Navarro is a better fit for Jane's Addiction?
Yeah, it's freaking perfect for Jane's Addiction.
Yeah. So it's more like, a fit of a band.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. It's like, again, like, no Zach, no Tom, no Rage Against Machine. It's like, no Dave Navarro, no Jane's Addiction.
No Perry Farrell, no Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Might as well just call it a different band. Like, Audioslave. Just call it Audioslave.
So what is the future of the Chili Peppers? What's going on with? Are they gonna find another guitarist? Deal?
Yeah, they're gonna find another guitarist.
Do you think they would ever like pursue Dave Navarro?
You never know. They could come back because what's Dave Navarro doing now? Hanging out
with porn stars.
Porn stars, AVN Awards.
I mean, he does sometimes play. Remember, because Jane's Addiction did have the tour of Nine Inch Nails recently.
Whatever happened to that? What happened there?
I think they're going back on tour, like, in February, outside the United States.
But are they writing music?
I'm not sure.
See, that's the one thing, is that, like, Chili Peppers have always been like, let's go make music. You know? Like, even with Rage Against Machine, it's not making new music that I've heard, even though they're back together.
So
you know?
If Dave is touring with Jane's for, like, you know, I guess, like, I don't know their full schedule, but, like, February and maybe March outside the United States. Like, how can he be in, like, Is there a possibility that he can be in two bands? Like, he can still be with James and then be with Chili Peppers? Or is that just, like, way too conflicted?
Well, here's the thing.
Conflicted
it's like,
interests and, like, maybe his other bandmates in Jane's Addiction, like Perry Phil, might get pissed off if, like,
well,
if he's being too dedicated with the Chili Peppers. Or how do you think that
will
work?
Well, just like anything else, that's band drama. That's always going to be the same. It's like, well, it's just like a family. It's just like a marriage. A band is a marriage.
Because I know if I was in Jane's Addiction, I might get pissed off.
I would be pissed off, too.
If, like, he's all like, oh, now I'm going to go for the Chili Peppers. But it depends, because if Jane's Addiction isn't making anything new, then maybe he might want to make a new album with the Chili Peppers.
Here's the situation. It's like, well, what if... it really depends. Is Dave Navarro going to be making music with Chili Peppers, or is he going to be stepping in and playing? That's the real crucial thing. If he's just stepping in and he's going to play, then he just has to learn the songs. Mm-hmm. But it seems so wrong now for me to, like... To hear someone else playing
Californication
and all that, but just
someone
seems
else
so
will
weird.
It, whether it be Dave Navarro or someone else, it will. There, if you want the Chili Peppers to in any form continue, they will have to have another guitar player.
Like, no offense to Dave Navarro, but when I watched like at Woodstock '94 when he was playing with the Chili Peppers and he was playing all like the John Frusciante parts, it just feels so. So wrong, man.
Just means... John Frusciante is like sacred to you.
Well, it's also just like I think to me, like a marriage and a band and a group and a team is sacred. You know, like that to
but
me.
But what
is...
I'm saying is like just Dave Navarro aside, there's gonna be someone else that will have to play with the Chili Peppers.
But it's like the making music part. That's where what's gonna come.
I mean, either way, they're gonna need a guitarist.
Who else would you recommend that Chili Peppers look at?
I don't know. I'm not, like, really up on my guitarists.
Maybe they should just find an unknown. Just go right to it.
Like,
just do an unknown person.
That's how they found
John
Frusciante.
Yeah, that's how they found John Frusciante, the biggest Chili Pepper fan. Maybe that's what
they Maybe they should get that girl from Screaming Females.
Oh, you remember...
Remember that girl?
Yeah, that girl was vicious. That would be crazy to have a female Chili Pepper.
Do you think she would fit in?
I don't know, because she's also, like, the Screaming Females. She was, like, the main person,
yeah.
too. But it'd be crazy to have. But wouldn't it be interesting? Because like, remember on the what was that Chili Pepper video with the when they had all the other people like auditioning?
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's so funny how that's now gonna happen. That's like happening, you know. That you look at that now, people playing the.
I guess it's a lesson on not like to take. You know, you're saying you just always assume that the Chili Peppers would be there and taking them for granted. Same thing with like this whole, like our last episode. You can go back and listen to in archives, but we talked a lot about the Jay Leno Conan O'Brien feud, and it's like you can just assume that Conan will be there for several more years. But you know, if you were to ask me a few weeks ago if you thought Conan will be there for a year or more, I would say yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
You know, but like. Look at the way everything crumbled, you know? So
there you go. There you go, America. So, take everything.
So everything you like, just make sure.
Covet it,
just
man.
So you know, it could go away tomorrow.
So just live every single second. Just take advantage of every opportunity that you possibly could. But, you know, but like I was saying before, John Frusciante's music is not... It used to be unbearable. There used to be a lot of John Frusciante songs that were, like, unbearable. But now, like, you listen to his music, and it's pretty freaking good music. Have you gotten a chance to listen to some of the new tunes?
His own personal?
Remember,
like the song he did with Tricky. What was that one?
I forgot what it's called.
But you know the song that I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
But it's crazy because John Frusciante does create a lot of music. Remember, he released an album for 6 months straight. Remember that?
No, tell me.
Remember, yeah, like he...
6 months straight? Like a new song every day or something?
No, new album every month. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he did that. I think, I forget, it was
so 2007 basically, like,
or something
basically
like that.
Like one or two songs a week?
I think he did that before Stadium Arcadium. He like he released an album.
That's like pretty hardcore. Like that really does represent somebody that does play for at least 12 hours a day.
Like that's all he does is just play.
Whereas like someone like Dave Navarro... Okay, everyone that like really knows this show and knows me knows that I really have a thing for Dave Navarro. But the thing is, like, honestly, like, he's a great guitarist and he's awesome in Jane's Addiction, but the thing is, he's out there playing around with porn stars and, like, having fun, and which, you know, that's his life and he has the right to do that. But then if you compare him to John Frusciante, it's like, oh, ask yourself, who's the more dedicated, crazy guitarist that would, like, do anything for music? It would be John Frusciante.
John Frusciante, just, that's all he does.
Yeah,
eat,
I mean, like,
eat with a guitar in his hand.
Yeah, just sit back and, like, ask yourself that. But also, I do think that John Frusciante is a little bit extreme, you know? Like, it's like, I would love to know what he does in life besides play guitar and just, like, basic things like go to the bathroom and eat. Like, you know, and...
So it does sort of make me wonder what else he does in life.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I very much respect his talent and, like, his dedication, but it just makes you wonder, like... Is there, like, any TV shows he likes, or is TV off limits for him? You know, he's like, oh, I can't do TV. That takes away my guitar time.
He has to want to do something. You
but
know?
Then it makes you wonder. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like, if he doesn't, he's not interested in cars or material things necessarily. So, like, I bet he just walks around the streets.
He does do yoga. And,
well, that's good. He moves his body around occasionally. But seriously, I wonder, like, what he does, like, for enjoyment. Like, does he, like...
He plays music, man.
No, I know, besides that. Like, does he,
but
like...
But what else is he gonna do?
I don't know. That's the thing that's, like, crazy about
him. Maybe he goes
him.
Surfing or
whereas,
something.
Whereas, like, Dave Navarro has other interests, you know? Like, he's on Twitter. He talks to people on Twitter. He's not, like... You know, I don't know how often Dave Navarro plays guitar, you know? It's like, I don't think he plays it for 12 hours a day.
But see, I guess that's the difference between a rock star and a musician. Like, Dave Navarro's a rock star. John Frusciante's a musician. You know what I mean? It's like...
I mean, that sounds so bad for Dave, though.
No, it's not bad, because you just proved it. It's like, well, John Frusciante's gonna wake up and play guitar, but Dave Navarro's gonna wake up with two bitches in his hands. You know what I mean? He's gonna wake up with two girls with his face in between, like, four titties. That's how.
So which person probably has the better life?
I guess it depends on the person.
Which life would you rather have?
That's totally different, though.
You're like, I would like a merge of both.
That'd be cool if there's a like, because I love playing music
and I love waking up next to boobs.
I love waking up with boobs in my face. So you can't really can't knock that life.
See, so you can't really knock Dave Navarro's life.
I'm not knocking his life. I'm just saying there's a difference between a person that wakes up every minute and just plays music, like, and, you know, I look up on YouTube, like, John Frusciante videos about how their videos on how he plays, you know, but I never look up Dave Navarro, because, like, Dave Navarro is great, like, he's a really great rock musician, and even Fleece to that, he's a great rock musician, but... John Frusciante is, like, reinventing the guitar.
Dave has other ventures. Like, for example, he has his radio show every week.
But see, I think he's more of an entertainer, which is
true,
a rock star. In
true,
a way.
But I'm just saying he's way more personable than John Frusciante. So you can argue that about the personality of Dave is might be better than John Frusciante.
Because John Frusciante looks like a homeless guy or Jesus.
Yeah, he does pretty much. But you can argue, like, so there's good sides to both. You know, sometimes
I'm not saying that either one is bad. I'm just saying that there's two, that it is rock star musician.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, like, maybe, and also Dave Navarro goes out a lot to all the LA clubs. Like, he's on the scene. Whereas, like, John Frusciante,
he's, like, up in the hills, just, like, playing and swimming in the pool.
Yeah, but, like,
he's living his life, though. Living the life right there.
But then it's, like, John Frusciante might be, like, in a way unhealthy if you play that much. Do you think so? Or is it, like, maybe he's, like, just so passionate about music where it's, like, to the point that that's why he had to end it with the Chili Peppers? Because they weren't seeing eye to eye on stuff.
Well, that's
like, he was just, like, so encompassed,
well,
like,
it's
like
also,
mentally.
Well, the key thing is that he wanted to go in his own direction. Like, he, you know, in a way, that's how it is. That's almost how it is with the Chili Peppers, where he, you know, he wants to play what he wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, like any musician, like, that gets to that certain level, you start to trust yourself even more to know the direction that you want to be in.
I think
thing with being in a band is that band is like, that's a compromise. You compromise how you play to fit the overall band.
John Frusciante is like such an artist where it's like to the point where it's like,
that's what he said on there. That's what he said. He's like, we were going in two creative different directions and I just wanted to, you know, play music. I want to be playing the music on my own by myself as me, as my own engineer.
Yeah.
So, there it is, man. He wants to have total control.
As a fan,
he wants to Alan Moore it. He wants to be.
Yeah. He wants. So as a fan, how do you, you know, how do you feel? I mean, obviously you feel like upset that he's leaving, but do you at least like, you respect his decision?
I respect his decision,
but do you think it's like very selfish?
Because
he could easily just still be playing with the Chili Peppers.
But then like,
but maybe
it could lead to basically, but see the way
ruining them.
Yeah, but it could have just been like how it started after Mother's Milk when they just, or after Blood Sugar when they just implode and John Frusciante just leaves again. You know?
I think he'll be back. Seriously. Well, this is a couple years maybe will go by. He'll do his own music, experimental music. It will be very experimental and might be difficult to listen, or it might be very beautiful. Who knows? He could make a whole nother path if he wants, you know, based on the music he creates. But I honestly think John Frusciante will come back because, you know, he's done it before. And I feel like he'll find the need to, like, go on big tours again and just experience the whole Chili Peppers thing again.
But yeah, and that's the thing that's the thing, I always say that. But with his departure this time around, it's not like a big drama. So it's not like he got kicked out of band, now they hate each other.
Yeah, it's more like he just did it for artistic purposes.
And, they're all adults now. And it's like, it's not like the door can't be open for him to come and play. He wrote the parts for those songs.
But
here's another thing. It's like, who's going to sing those background vocals? That high-ass background vocals, man.
I like that.
The falsetto stuff, like what we're listening right now. Who's going to...
I don't know.
That's what I'm going to miss.
I'm going to miss it. But you know what? What if the Chili Peppers, like, you know, find an unknown, hopefully, and fill in his gap? But then, you know, what if John Frusciante wants to pull a Jay Leno and come back?
Come back.
He's like, hey guys, I want in.
You never.
And then they just fire whoever's the other guy.
So that, and that's the other thing is like,
the replacement.
The replacement. What if the replacement is awesome? Because it's not like Flea's awesome.
What if the replacement like just fits in really well, and then like there is never no more John Frusciante? You never know. Who knows? Or it could be Dave Navarro and everyone would get upset. Everyone would be like, oh, I hate Dave Navarro.
I mean, in your comparison, which one did you prefer? The Dave Navarro Chili Peppers, or the John Frusciante Chili Peppers, or the Hillel Slovak Chili Peppers?
I mean,
recording wise,
I'm just gonna go with the classic.
Hillel Slovak?
No, like John Frusciante. He's, you know, he just fits in with the Chili Peppers, and that's not to dismiss Dave Navarro. It's just saying that Dave Navarro really fits well with Jane's Addiction. Everyone knows that. You know, it's not like I'm trying to create waves here.
So maybe at the end of the day, it's more or less I'm interested to see what's going to happen to the Chili Peppers, too.
Yeah.
Because
they probably still want to go on tour and stuff. They probably have that itch, you know, that, like, that itch where Jay Leno's like, I want to come back, and I can never not be on tour, you know? Like, it's kind of like, what if Anthony Kiedis has that itch to go on tour and be on stage? You know, they're going to feel that after a year or two.
Well, they're going to be trying to make some... They're making some new music as we speak anyway.
So, but, like, you know, they're going to need a guitarist.
Well, they're gonna get one, because I think from what I heard is that like the next time they play, and I think it's gonna be really really soon. I forget, it's some benefit show.
It's coming. It could be right now. It's
It could be today.
It could be today. I'm not sure, but it's in LA for what's his face, Neil Young.
We gotta find that.
I already looked for tickets, and the tickets are outrageous. The tickets are like $400 each.
Oh,
it's
fuck
like
that.
It's like a benefit, like a hardcore like.
Fuck that. I mean, nothing against that, but
no, but
damn.
It's for like a good cause. It's for like something.
It's for Neil Young.
No, but I looked.
It's for a Neil Young cause.
No, it's for like some charity. That's why it costs so much, because it's basically like a donation.
Well, that's good. But at least at that show, we'll find out, because they're using
guitars. Just so you know, I did look for that, because I realized that the Chili Peppers were playing in LA when we're gonna be there. And so I looked.
So right about now, basically.
I looked for tickets, and they were like around $400, and I was like, sorry, Joe, that's not gonna happen.
But maybe we can just hang out at the venue.
I don't know, whatever. You know, it's one of those benefit things for like rich people to give money for like,
all right, we don't belong
and
there.
Music
then.
And stuff.
Unless people start donating to our websites like crazy, we're not gonna be
there.
Yeah,
unless somebody gives us $800, we'll
try
to go.
Just, you know, just donate it to the Sketch Before Sleep or the Help Wanted.
Yes, and but here's the thing I want to know, Joe. Maybe you'll have more insight on this.
Okay.
But what is the relationship right now, current day, of the Chili Peppers band members with Dave Navarro? Because last I remember hearing anything about
Flea is probably good friend. I mean, they're probably all just good friends at this point. They just don't hang out. You know, there's no blood.
Okay.
So, no bad blood, so to speak. Like, so it was just a dark time.
So you think that, like, or do you think they're even considering Dave Navarro, or are they just like, you know what, we're going to move on and find someone new?
Well, to me, if I was in charge of that band, or if I was trying, why don't we just try a different, go in a different direction? Because you've already done that, the Dave Navarro, early 90s
feel. I don't think they would pursue the Dave Navarro.
Nothing against Dave Navarro, but why not try something and see if it can click? You know, why not try
it? You know what, also, I think that Jane's Addiction, I'm not sure if they're coming up with new material, but since they're already touring soon, you know, I don't feel like they would want to get involved with that. It just seems too much.
Wasn't there something that we always made fun of, how the way John Frusciante would, like, talk? Not the way he talked, but what he would say.
Yeah, because he's all, like, he's kind of like Perry Farrell in a way.
When the sun hits
the moonlight and then I'm playing guitar, it's just like, the trees are moving and
it's like the trees.
Leaves are falling it's down just, and it beautiful. Just feels like beautiful music.
Do you think a poor person would say that?
No. Like, he's so, like, articulate about his music. It's like poetry.
But it's also,
it is like art. Seriously, the way he talks about it is, like, otherworldly.
But also, he has that opportunity, too. It's like, once he got out of... when he was, like, 18 or 17, he joined the Chili Peppers.
Got money.
Second album, millionaire.
But the thing is, he doesn't even care about money. He doesn't even have a car. He doesn't even have a good-looking outfit. He has, like, he doesn't even wear a shirt.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He doesn't care about it now.
Do you think he cared about it when he was younger?
It makes you wonder if he ever did have a chance to be like, oh, I don't have anything.
Seriously, it makes me
wonder.
He's all about the music experience. I seriously think he spends all of his money on, like, nice guitars and records.
Do you remember that?
He probably just spends his money buying record collections.
Do you remember on that, the Blood Sugar Sex Magik, like, documentary, and he was talking about leaving the room that he was staying in while recording it?
I don't remember that.
It was just very, like, introspective. He was like, and here ends another moment of my life that I'm probably never going to get back. These are moments, you know, he just started getting really deep on it. Okay. It's like, I feel sad. You know, like, those are, like, what he lives for, man.
That's
the moment he lives for.
His brain. Nothing against that,
but it's just incredible. Like,
yeah, it's
I
like,
have like that's the same feeling I have towards all the stuff I do. It's like I live for meeting fans, and I live for making movies and telling stories, and yeah, that's what we live for. But this guy is single on one. But he does a lot of instruments though too, so you can't really knock that.
I'm not trying to knock him at all, but just like the way he talks, it is pretty funny though. Just to hear someone like that, it's just that I'm not used to hearing it. Like, we live in the DC area, so we're used to, like, this hustle bustle politics bullshit that people talk, and
the fuck you language.
Yeah,
we just call it the fuck you language.
We listen to the FU language, and so then basically to actually hear John Frusciante talk, it is kind of like a treat, because I really think he's, like, speaking from the heart, but it's just so unusual. It's definitely strange. It's definitely, like, not many people are like him in the world.
But if you listen to the way that...
he's one of a kind.
But if you listen to the way that Chili Peppers actually, like, talked, like, during interviews back then, it was like that. Like, you heard, like, Anthony Kiedis, like, do interviews from the early 90s. Even in the late 90s. I remember Hazard saying that, like, when the Chili Peppers came back and he saw Anthony Kiedis with his blonde hair.
Yeah.
And he was like, they say that they're clean of drugs now, but he looks more on drugs than he's ever had before.
But aren't they all into, like, herbal stuff now?
It makes you
like,
really...
they're all into yoga and drinking, like, this earth tea and stuff.
But it sort of makes you wonder, though. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's going to be another.
You know what I think happened? So they were like, okay, so back in whatever time period, they were all big on drugs and stuff. So then somehow, you know, I guess they must have had an intervention and weaned them off the drugs. And they probably, like...
Scar Tissue. You gotta read that book, Scar Tissue. That's actually really good.
Okay, I haven't read that, so I'll have
but
to
it
read
tell,
that.
But it tells a story of Anthony Kiedis's, like...
drug habits.
From youth to, like, the...
Because there was some
by the way time.
There was some hardcore drug usage going on.
Oh, yeah, there was some hardcore drug usage in there.
And also,
Dave
Navarro has a book, too, which I haven't read. But his is all about his addiction, and 100% of the proceeds go towards heroin addiction helping.
But if you get a chance, check out Scar Tissue, because there's a story in there about Anthony Kiedis, like, jumping off of a building and trying to go into someone's pool.
So he's like,
pool.
I'm a golden god?
Yeah, but he tried to go into someone's pool and he missed. But
shit.
We're talking like stories.
Are you kidding me?
He missed.
How do you miss?
I think he like broke both of his legs or his spine or something like that.
That like just sounds horrible.
But he was like a kid. Like he was like 12.
So basically it was like from the movie Almost Famous.
But imagine that. But imagine like a hotel.
Shit, why would you do that?
Because that's how he is.
It's
they're
nuts.
Like those. They're crazy. Those are crazy kids. Like that's the difference.
So basically, he pretty much should have been dead.
Yeah, somehow. Like basically, there's a lot of moments in that book where he should have been dead.
Yeah, like several.
Like
times.
Like amazing times. That you should definitely check out that book. Sorry to cut you off.
Doesn't Tommy Lee also have a drug book too?
I guess they all have good stories to tell.
Tommy Land. I never read that one either.
What were you saying before? Or now I forgot.
I was talking about like something about. Oh, what I was saying was the drug usage. See, what I think would happen in the Chili Peppers, so like there was a time period where the drug usage was so heavy, and then, you know, they weaned them off it. But then I guess someone introduced them to like yoga and like natural healing and health stuff and...
not Chad Smith, though.
Well, I don't know.
Chad Smith was like, you guys do all that. I'll just drink my beer.
Oh, so he doesn't do that?
Yeah, it's interesting to see when you watch like the behind the scenes of... Or they follow them on tour. If you go to the... If you watch like the greatest hits, they have a CD and there's a DVD, and then there's a CD that has like performances and like behind the scenes on their tour. You see everyone else like doing yoga and stretching, and then Chad Smith comes up there with a beer to like the table's like, yeah, you guys have a good time, man.
So basically everyone but the drummer is all like in on this like healthy living type. But you know, I guess I'd rather have them obsess about healthy living than do drugs. It's basically like the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's like the energies are centered somewhere else.
Yeah. It's like they're still like... But I feel like maybe they might have addictive personalities where, like, you know, if they're introduced to heroin or whatever, they'll be, like, so addicted to it. But then, like, now that they're off it, now they're, like, so addicted to, like, yoga and healing and health and stuff like that, which I'd rather have them at least be addicted to that than worse.
Yeah, and another reason why I'm really upset about John Frusciante leaving is that's like, my number one band, you know? That's like my favorite band,
true.
Basically almost just breaking up, like the components just like, you know, it's like the head got chopped off or an arm is missing.
But I don't know, I feel like he'll come back. You never know though, but so just, I don't know what to tell you about it, but.
But see, like that.
At least you know that he left on a healthy reason.
Yeah, so it's not like they're dead or anything like that. I hope to God that doesn't ever happen. I hope they come together, maybe they get like, maybe they'll get nominated for like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That'd be cool when they rock out. Because they've been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
Over 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like John Frusciante is a really interesting personality. Like,
if you were to sit down
and talk with him.
But this is what's so
They all are. But
that's
he
what's
is
so
like,
awesome about that.
But he is like to another level where it's like, are you an alien or something? Like, it's like no one on Earth acts like him.
To tell you the truth.
And you know it, Joe, because it's like. Just look at him and look at how he talks. It's like no one ever talks like that.
But here's the greatest thing, too, is that you look at this band called the Chili Peppers, and even back when they first started, they're like, everyone's all like, man, they're unique. I don't even know any other band that is exactly like that, or any music that they produce is like anything. Still the same to this day. You know, they're like no one else. Each one of them is like no one else, but they're all awesome musicians, you know? But they just take it at a different level, at an intensity like no one else. And I like to like be able to, I want to be able to take that, put that into me. Maybe that's why, like, that music really like grabs me. And also, it's like surf.
Like...
You know, they took some of that surf and that sun, and then I started putting that into my music, and it opened it up. You know,
what would you even say to John Frusciante, like, if you were to meet him? Like, what type of conversation would you have with him?
I guess we're just gonna talk about the world, man.
I know, but it would be.
I'll be like, doesn't that suck? What happened to Conan? He'd be like, yeah, I heard about that. I couldn't watch it though.
But what if does he even own a TV?
He has to have a computer, though.
How? Oh, because he has his website?
Yeah.
But he could have given that statement to someone else.
That's true.
And then someone else... Like, what if somebody came to his house and then somebody else like wrote it in the, maybe he had it already written on a piece of paper and he's like, hey, can you post this on my website? And then like the other guy typed it for him and put it up there.
Yeah,
seriously, I could imagine that happening.
Yeah, but at this point with all like recording equipment and stuff like that, he has to have like a computer in a way of putting it out there.
Maybe.
Unless he just Jack Whites it. He just does it Jack White style, just does it right onto vinyl.
He might.
But even Jack White is computer savvy. You know?
You think he's on the computer?
Jack White?
Yeah. Do you think that celebrities, like, Google themselves a lot?
Probably.
You think that they, like, look up on message boards what people write about them?
Yeah, if they have a chance, I bet they do. If they have a chance and they want to, they definitely will. I mean, it's hard
would
not
you?
To. Of course I would. Why?
Do you think there's any celebrities that don't give a shit, that, like, never Google themselves?
Well, there could be that point where that might be one of the... you'll be at a level where you used to be all into it, but then, like, after a while, you're just like, well, screw this, man. It doesn't really matter at this point.
I feel like Johnny Depp is a celebrity that he might know his way around the internet.
Johnny Depp's like another world.
No, but I feel like he might, you know, he might know how to use a computer and know the internet, but I feel like he would never Google himself.
Doesn't need to. Like,
I don't think like he would give a shit what anyone says about him.
Because you think James Cameron is like worrying about that right now? Two times. James Cameron has taken Hollywood's expectations, who everyone thought he was going to be a big failure, and made it into like record-breaking, universally record-breaking, like, you know, records basically.
So, did you hear about the new Avatar controversy?
What's the controversy?
Well, there's two. One is that the Vatican said that the
Avatar, that was a fake, or it was
no, they didn't
rubbish.
Say it was fake, but they basically they said it was rubbish, and they said that people should not be worshiping the land or in the nature and environment. They should only be worshiping God.
Yeah, but wouldn't they say that anyway about anything?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like another way for them to get like attention.
Yeah, I mean, like really, at the end of the day, James Cameron has so much fuck you money.
And the other controversy over Avatar is now there's this. It's not been diagnosed or anything, but there's this disease that's like the Avatar Blue Syndrome, where like people will watch Avatar and they have created their own online communities. I haven't been to any of these websites yet, but I've heard about them, and they will like write about Avatar and like as if they lived that life on that planet. Uh-huh. And to the point where, like, they have suicidal or depressed feelings that because they hate the Earth so much. They hate, like, living on our horrible world right now, that they would rather be on, like, that planet. What is that planet called? I forgot now.
Pandora?
They would rather be on Pandora. And they have dreams about it, and they, like, whenever, like, but they're writing about it, like, in such an expressive way, and they get so wrapped up in it. That they have, like, the syndrome where, like, they, like, constantly, like, that whenever they wake up, they want to, like, they're so, it's to the point where they're so depressed that they want to,
is this
like,
a controversy, or is this just a reaction?
No, this is a reaction, but it's still a controversy because people have forums online that's, like, suicidal about it. It's kind of nuts.
That is kind of nuts. Don't take it that far, America.
Yeah, just watch it and
enjoy
it.
Just enjoy it, man. Just set, you know, just give your money. He worked hard for it. So, America, don't be too obsessed.
Go see Avatar and have fun.
Yeah, go check out astrayproductions.com, Help Wanted Movie. Check out the production diaries of my new feature film that's being made as well. Check out curls-studio.com/sketchbeforesleep. And also another one, curls-studio.com/curls. Lots of stuff. We have a whole entire week lineup that you guys should check out. So please check it out.
We have a whole universe.
But my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I hope you had a good week. We will see you next time. We'll see you when we're back in the East Coast. Good night.
I love.